USA Radio News.
Every child being held by the Border Patrol is now being checked out. This after an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died. This marks the second child that's died in Border Patrol custody. Tom Homan is a former acting ICE director. He's now a Fox News contributor. He says this affects border agents as well when something horrible like this happens.
Their parents, their brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, they care about these people. Back when I was a Border Patrol agent, and to this day, Border Patrol agents many times will give their lunch to an illegal alien they arrested because they haven't eaten in days. They will buy them meals. These Border Patrol agents down there with these family units, they bring toys from their own children into these facilities.
President Trump is visiting with U.S. troops in Iraq. This is the president's first trip to a war zone as commander-in-chief. And a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. As the Dow was up more than 1,000 points, closing the day at 22,878. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We're in day five of a partial government shutdown, and President Trump and the Democrats still seem to be very far apart regarding terms of a border security package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, though, says someone will have to compromise.
We push the pause button until the president, from whom we will need a signature, and Senate Democrats, from whom we will need votes, reach an agreement.
The Brits are taking what some consider an extreme measure to crack down on animal abuse, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Britain is planning to forbid the sale of puppies and kittens at pet shops nationwide there in an effort to crack down on animal abuse. The British government says it will be rolling out such legislation next year after holding public consultations, what we would call public hearings here in the colonies. They say some of those that were already held indicated about 95% of British residents support such a ban.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A movie set to release next year tells a powerful story of Abby Johnson, the former Planned Parenthood clinic director who quit and became a pro-life activist. Ashley Brachter is the actress who will play Johnson in the movie coming out, which is titled Unplanned. She joins Fox News and talks about the role, her own pro-life stance, and a family secret she learned while filming the movie.
Well, when I first auditioned for the role, I actually had no idea who Abby was. I'd always considered myself pro-life, but I kind of had shades of gray in my opinion. And so when I got the role and I started learning more about who Abby was and what her experience was and the details that she shared in working at Planned Parenthood, it really opened my eyes to the reality of what abortion really is.
Ashley's mother, Ashley then recalls a story of her mother telling her a family secret that she never heard before.
And she said, I need to tell you something that I never told you before. When I was 19, I went to have an abortion with you.
Wow.
I was in the clinic on the table, and the nurse was very pregnant, and she came in to examine me. And I got really sick to my stomach, and I knew I couldn't do it. And I got up, and I walked out, and I chose you. And I never knew that. I mean,
wow.
It blows my mind that I never knew that about myself until after I had stepped into this role to play Abby Johnson and tell one of the greatest pro-life stories of all time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.